InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Well, that drudge headline's accurate. Supremes eviscerate Voting Rights Act, void majority black districts. Yeah, you can't gerrymand districts according to race. And the Democrats have been gerrymandering things for really hundreds of years. They're the experts at it. California, Illinois are some of the worst states. And the Supreme Court did a very good thing here. Now, you see Florida shooting for 4 more Republican seats, Texas, things like that. We should have triple that. It's absolutely ridiculous how they've rigged all this. And it's completely documented. I won't go back over the history of that. I know all of you basically know as much as I do or more. It's ridiculous. But I don't know if the Supreme Court ruling and a few of the red states gaining some more Republican seats, pushing back some of the fraud, is going to be enough. Because Trump's approval rating has dropped even more to another all-time low as oil prices explode because of the Strait of Hormuz 61 days into this, which we warned the president would happen, which the Pentagon did, everybody else. I just can't believe that he did this. Eric Prince couldn't believe it. I know Tulsi Gabbard couldn't believe it. And then I also love how the neocons say they're MAGA now and we're all traitors for being right. Unbelievable. Absolutely insane. Yeah, there's your live show headline today. Gas prices explode as continued closure of Strait of Hormuz destabilizes the planet's economy and plunge Trump's approval ratings. Plus, Supreme Court of the United States hands huge victory to Republicans by killing race-based districts. Please watch and share. Now, starting at midnight tomorrow night, you won't be able to go to InfoWars.com and get the live feed at InfoWars.com/show. Band.video won't be there anymore. None of that. I mean, we're told to get out of the building at midnight by the receiver. I don't know what they're going to do with the stuff. We're not going to touch it. And who knows? They may just sit up there for a while. I have no idea what they're going to do. But I've got major updates for you on that today. And we're going to be live tomorrow starting at 11 a.m. right through till 9, 10 o'clock at night. Just myself and Harrison and a whole raft of special guests and special hosts. And I don't even know if I'm going to stay till midnight when the private detective firm that the Texas receiver by the Soros judge comes up here, whatever they're going to do. No, and then they probably won't even show up. I mean, it's just, it's never ending. And we've survived so many of these attempts that federal judges overturn later. And my lawyers are like, we could probably overturn this. Do you want to do it again? And I said, well, no, because the receiver is not paying the bills, and that looks like that'll be upheld by the courts. So they're just unplugging us, basically. So that's why I said 3 weeks ago, I said, looks like the 30th will be our last day. Knowing the globalists, they love to do stuff on May Day. I bet they close us on May Day. And they are in state court today trying to get this all aficionadoed. It hasn't even been ruled on, and the Onion's running around, for, as you know, saying, we got it, it's ours, and no one points out, hey, they said they did that a year and a half ago, and it was found to be fraud. I even see conservative people that I like, who are pretty smart, going with the headline, well, I guess they got it, I guess it's theirs. And then I send them a text message, and no response back. Usually these people respond back to me. I've sent it to 5 or 6 big Republican, MAGA talk show hosts that just reported it like it was all true. And I sent them messages and sent them earlier articles when they said this a year and a half ago, and just no response back. It's like, it's just become normalized that I'm a Democrat Party deep state chew toy for a dog. And I don't feel sorry for myself. It's just like, good God, if this was happening to anybody else, I'd be all over it. That's all I do is defend everybody else's free speech. And it's just unbelievable. It is literally open season on us. But you know who does stand with us? The listeners and viewers. And I salute you and thank you. And now is the time more than ever to spread the word about the new Alex Jones Network. Stay with us. I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene blue before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier it would. I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother.
He's cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Dune, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now, thealexjonesstore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right, there's so much incredibly important news. I'm like a starving dog that has been released into a butcher shop. It's April 29th, 2026, on this Wednesday live transmission. We are less than 48 hours out from the shutdown of InfoWars. In fact, will you guys create a digital timer starting now or as soon as you can fire one up, running until midnight central tomorrow? They say they're coming to lock the doors. They don't even have a court order yet. But they say they know how the judge is going to rule because they're all in cahoots on record. It's literally a production. HBO produced this whole thing with the Central Intelligence Agency. That got declassified. Totally illegal, absolutely historic. DOJ funded it, and we've documented it and done all the special reports and done our federal civil rights lawsuit in federal court, and the federal court's just sitting on it. The state court has blocked them from grabbing the building, but they don't care. They are just turning the power off starting Friday, the internet off, and they've told us that. So one way or another, they want us out of here. And barring a miracle, we'll be shut down Thursday evening. I know we've survived so many times. It's people just say, oh, don't worry, Alex. God's going to come through. Well, God will come through if that's God's plan. So I'll do an update on this. Oh, I got a bunch of big guests today. Nick Fuentes is joining me at 1 o'clock for 2 hours to cover Trump's imploding approval rating, the Republicans in deep trouble in the midterms. Will the Supreme Court ruling shooting down much of the Voting Rights Act, which I think is the right ruling, obviously. It's totally racially based and skewed and proven fraud. They probably got 70 seats they shouldn't have in the House via the bizarre gerrymandering. We're going to get into the war, exploding oil prices 61 days into this sucker. We're going to get into people claiming that Nick Fuentes is on the SPLC payroll, even though he's not in any of the documents and it is not. And I know I sure as hell have never worked with the Southern Poverty Law Center. They have helped sue us, infiltrated us once, wrote a big expose about it, tried to set us up. I mean, all sorts of stuff, right? All these giant hit pieces on me, docs where our office is and where we live. And I'd forgotten this. I saw a clip of Nick. They'll get to later when he's on. He just got back from vacation. But he reminded that a year ago, or a year and a half ago, a guy came to his house saying, I'm going to kill you with a gun. And when the police pull up, he runs down the street and dies in a shootout down the street. And no one really covered it or cared. I cared. It was any journalist, even a liberal journalist or somebody I agree with or disagree with. That's big news. Guy pulls up a motorcycle with motorcycle helmet on, has a gun, I'm here to kill you, Nick Fuentes. The cops get called. He runs and, you know, 2 blocks down the road, dies in a firefight with him in Chicago. And I'd forgotten that the SPLC doxed him, said where his house was, said where his office was, said when he came and went so he could get killed. So I just love how the internet works. Even when a group's trying to get you killed, the very Nazi groups and other groups that are on the Southern Poverty Law Center payroll will then say you're a Fed. Because I know they do that. They're trying to get me killed. They're trying to get Nick killed. And I don't see any evidence that Nick is a Fed, as they say. But it's not about even defending him. It's about, without even looking for it, as soon as that SPLC stuff came out, it was Jones is caught. Jones is on the payroll. Jones is getting money. See, it's over for him and Fuentes. And I went and looked at the bot farms and the so-called influencers, and they were just flat out lying, of course. But then many of them are affiliated with groups that are on not just the Southern Poverty Law Center payroll, but the ADL and other leftist foundations. And that's because they're so discredited. All they can do to try to discredit real critics of the corrupt system is claim we secretly work for them. Oh, Jones is loyal opposition. Yeah. Oh, he's an insider. That's how he knows all this stuff. Like, how do they deal with my predictions being 99% accurate? Oh, he's given secret information. Yeah, by whistleblowers. Plus, I can study all this. Plus, most of it's public. How did I know they were going to release a respiratory virus and then give you a vaccine that erases your immune system and attacks your testicles and heart? Because they had all those white papers and reports. And I had Dr. Rima Lebo, whose husband was the former head of the U.S. Army, releasing the information. And they passed the BioShield program in 2004 saying we're going to use a respiratory virus to have lockdown 6 feet apart, wear masks, shut down all major events to train people to live under this new disease X reality. They told us, that's how I know 90% of the time. I know all this stuff because it's admitted. But they just talk to us like we're all idiots. Fauci has all these giant meetings and C-SPAN shows going back over decades. In defense of gain of function, another conference, why we need gain of function. And then all his emails and papers and reports, how to soup up viruses, U.S. government funding to do it. Because, yeah, we have laws, it's illegal, but the U.S. government's violating it. So, no, they don't send Fauci to jail because he heads up the programs carrying out the illegal crap for him. We knew day one when they released COVID, where it came from, how Obama ordered it made. We talked about it in 2015 when scientists blew the whistle and a bunch of them got killed. You see, it's the deep context we have here. And there's nothing more frustrating than having deep knowledge and all the interconnectivity of constantly studying for decades, having all the top sources, but also being able to analyze. I mean, usually I already know what's going on before agency heads give us information. Or I'll call somebody and say, here's my analysis. You think that's accurate? Yeah, that's extremely accurate. You might just want to add this to it. That's my opinion. Nothing secret, of course. I don't even need... I can see an article the globalists put out, read the headline, and I know what's going to be in the article because I know their methods. I'm inside their head more than they probably are in their own heads. So it's not about me defending myself because there's zero evidence of it that I work for the Southern Poverty Law Center. It's about I know if you've been on TikTok or you've been on X or you've been on Instagram or anywhere, you see that because what are they going to do when there's videos of me 30 years ago exposed to the Southern Poverty Law Center running white supremacist groups? What are they going to do when I had top experts on with smoking gun eyewitnesses that the SPLC cooked the bomb with the feds that was the diversionary blast, the Ryder truck? What are you going to do when I said Charlottesville was staged by them and here's how they did it and then they funded a group to sue me but had to drop it at trial? When I've been battle-hardened, thoroughbred, MVP battling the Southern Poverty Law Center, one of their top enemies, you just simply say, I work for them. That's how easy it is. When you are a little white supremacist group actually funded through a subsidiary by them. So that's their bizarre defense mechanism. No one believes us. We're in trouble. What are we going to do? And remember, they sent a gunman in that shot the place up at Focus on the Family. And even though they got in trouble for that, they said, here's where he is. Go get him. In fact, let's just play that now. Because these are so many top stories. Supreme Court, Strait of Hormuz, Trump's imploding approval rating, huge economic news. And I meant to cover this a few days ago. I mean, I mentioned it, but I've got to get to this. It's an issue of priorities. I like Melania Trump. Beautiful woman. Very elegant. Very nice person. Love hearing her say the Lord's Prayer. But whoever told her to walk out with that robot and then, you know, say, this will take the teacher's jobs. Super unpopular. Who's telling her to do this stuff? And then now she's like, yeah, I want Jimmy Kimmel off the air. Jimmy Kimmel made a joke about Trump being old and dying. It's not tasteful. We know he's a little hate monger. He even did a skit. In fact, I bet McBreen can find it 10 years ago when I was Hillary's main enemy and she sicked the CIA on me. And he goes, well, here's the message from Hillary. We're going to kill you. And he has a BB gun and then he shoots a glass jar, says, you've been warned. We're going to kill you. That was done as a joke, but it wasn't a joke. It was, here's a message from Hillary Clinton. Because it later came out that she and Chuck Schumer, look this up, write, their politicos tell their writers what they want them to make jokes about. So they told them, death threat Alex Jones. But still, that's a veiled threat. You can say, well, you've got your message from Hillary Clinton. And then, you know, he shoots a jar of pickles. And you have to go back to the original story to even understand it in context. Oh, find it, guys. Last time you found it, you found like a 30-second one. No, it's like a 4-minute skit. It's funny because it's so ridiculous. Because Hillary, remember, she didn't really open the can of pickles or the jar of pickles because they pop. They're vacuum sealed. And he goes, you're not strong enough to open that, aren't you? She goes, oh, of course I am. Look, no problem. And the lid just flies off. And I said, look, no pop. So it became Picklegate. So then they come back and say, all right, well, Hillary's going to take you out and assassinate you, and then he shoots the jar of pickles. Looks like a joke, but it really wasn't, because now I know she sicked the CIA on me. I'd already had Obama a couple years before sick the DOJ on me. That got declassified last year. But my point is that he's allowed to make veiled threats, folks, and you're allowed to not tune into him. He had 1 million viewers. Johnny Carson had 35 to 40. Larry King, when they kicked him off CNN, had 8 million viewers. They thought that was low. At one point, he had 20 to 30 million viewers. Now the average CNN show has 70,000 viewers. So now Kimmel's back up to 3, 4 million viewers. And then it starts dropping again. And then they come out and respond to him. Our boomer president, our geriatric president, not being mean, it's just that he thinks CNN's important, Fox is important, MSNBC is important, CBS is important, even though he attacks them constantly for lying about him. And he thinks that late night comedy is really important. And that's how he winds down before he goes back to work. That's Trump's secret, is he'll take a few hours off and golf one day, and then he'll take a few hours off and have an extended lunch and literally, reportedly, you know, just, I do this too, gets in his underwear and watches TV and eats and, you know, relaxes for an hour and gets shower again, goes back out, and he'll watch the late night comedy. He'll get wound up at about midnight and go and work 2-3 more hours in the Situation Room or wherever. He'll also randomly sit there at the switchboard answering calls to the White House. I mean, it's wild. He just wants to just see what people think. Well, but then that was the old Trump. More and more, he doesn't really want to know what you think. And the establishment keeps him off the road, which I thought would be good so he wouldn't get exhausted, so he won't get killed. But also, it's had the bad side effect of he's totally in the bubble up there. The old Trump was not in a bubble. But I've kind of already spent a lot of time on this stuff. I'm just throwing out what's coming up, and I'm kind of already covering it. But I do want him to find, we did a piece on it. It'll be in one piece. She does the pickle thing. It's fake. Comes Picklegate the next week, he threatens me, and then shoots the pickle. So I'm going to get both those reports. How can I talk about it? It doesn't sound real. A lot of you weren't tuned in then. You think this can't be true. I assure you it is, okay? You can't make it up, I know. And, you know, we have the best crew ever here, but it's been crunched down with all the attacks and lawsuits and lawfare. When we expand the Alex Jones Network and get more crew in here, we'll be able to do great retrospectives just on all the wild stuff that's happened. Because now that I'm thinking about the shutdown of InfoWars, I started thinking nostalgically, because I'm always forward-looking, about all the stuff we've done and all the adventures. And I'm like sitting there driving the car thinking, I'm like, we did that, we did this, that happened, that's not even real. That was so awesome. I mean, it's just been one hell of an adventure. And the globalists are in big trouble. They're hated everywhere. Populism's exploding. Because of the digital era, now basically everybody that's awake is Alex Jones. There's thousands of prominent Alex Joneses, millions of, you know, semi-prominent all over the world. We're the gold standard of fighting tyranny. And we'll just be the Alex Jones Network, satellites, radio stations, because the, you know, they said we want to own Alex Jones's name last year in filings, and the court shot that down. So they wanted to say they're me and somehow say I can't even talk. We're not this North Korea yet, okay? We're not 1984 yet. We're getting close. But just remember, that's the Democrats' wish list. If they could do that, they would do it to not just me, but to everybody. So this is really a rallying point for everybody to understand that this is an important citadel of truth, that the globalists really, really, really want to shut down. So as soon as we find that stuff, they found part of it, we'll air it for you because it's hilarious. You can also go to Due or McBreen and have them search like Picklegate, Jimmy Kimmel threatens Alex Jones. I mean, I know we have reports. I know we've got that in an archive. The problem was we used to use YouTube and Facebook as our main archive, and then when they banned us all on the same day, remember that? We lost all that. And the courts sanctioned me. That was like a proto-cloud. And said, you don't have copies of all this. They asked for thousands of videos. We couldn't find like five of them. Oh, you're deliberately hiding. We're like, we said, you need to subpoena YouTube. And we even sent YouTube letters. Please give us the archive. We talk to the hand. But again, that's how these people operate. So we have Stephen Greer joining us on all the UFO alien disclosure hysteria that's peaking, or looks like it's preparing to peak, building towards disclosure. Will it be real disclosure? What do you think about all the different deaths of scientists and others? They try to assassinate him as well. He'll be on this for an hour, and then Nick Fuentes, as I said, coming up in the third and fourth hour. But I think we made a graphic about the Nick thing. I'll put that on screen, too. So we are going to be live. So we're not doing American Journal right now because that's paused till we launch the new network and a bunch of new shows. So we kick off at 11 a.m. Central on Rumble, the Alex Jones channel, the Alex Jones Show on X at Real Alex Jones and AJ and Live on Rumble at the Alex Jones Show, and of course on stations across the country. And for our fine stations, they already know the satellite, the switchover, they're ready to switch over at midnight tomorrow night. But it is surreal to be up to this point. So I've really just been kind of musing right now about just the InfoWar in general, which doesn't end tomorrow at midnight. It just goes to a new chapter. You are the InfoWar. I am the InfoWar. It's a generic term, meaning information warfare. I didn't invent it, though we did popularize it. I think they found one of the composite reports on this. So here's a Picklegate, and then I'll come back and tie it all into them wanting to take ABC's broadcasting license because their hosts dare criticize Trump or engage in, you know, veiled, not even veiled threats, just mentioning, yeah, he'll be dead soon. And the fact that that just makes them victims and gives them ratings and will fail in court. You just can't do that. When you talk about threats, they made it a joke, but here it is.
Thanks for supporting me in my time of need, because I'll tell you something. On Monday night, Hillary Clinton was here. She was right over there. And since then, I've found myself smack dab in the middle of an online conspiracy theory. As you may know, many of Hillary Clinton's opponents have been questioning whether she's healthy enough to be president. So when she was here, I challenged her to open a jar of pickles to see if she was strong enough to do it. And she did it, and all hell broke loose. Thousands of people, maybe even millions of people, are convinced that I somehow rigged the pickle jar. For real, I'm not kidding. One of those people is a guy named Alex Jones, who I happen to find very entertaining. He's one of those guys who believes Bigfoot was responsible for 9/11. He believes everything. But I saw this last night. Alex applied his investigative powers to a pickle jar that he believes was loosened.
There's no pop when she opens it, and she acts like she has to turn it all the way around like she's opening a can of peanut butter. But anyone who's opened a sealed can of pickled vegetables, whether it be tomatoes, whether it be garlic, whether it be olives, whether it be pickled fruit, knows there is a pop. You don't turn around it. You can't open a can of pickles that way. You pressure down and pop it open and then unscrew it. There's no pop. She acts like it pops at the end. This is completely and totally fake.
I agree. This is a conspiracy. This is... This video is about 7 minutes long. During that 7 minutes, he calls it a pickle can like 30 times. Do they even sell pickles in a can? And that wasn't the end of this. It went on.
First, let's show it blown up, and then we'll show it in slow motion. Here it is. Total acting. And then she just lifts it off the top. That's not how you open a can of pickles.
Right. Only a maniac would open a can of pickles. If you're ever feeling bad about your job, just remember there's a grown man who spent a full 7 minutes yelling about me in a pickle jar on television. And by the way, let's say we did loosen the jar. What does opening pickles even prove? I mean, I have to imagine that one of the perks of being president is you never have to open pickles yourself again. Probably not even allowed to open pickles. So then, after studying the video evidence, the tape, that Alex moved to the physical part of his investigation.
I'm going to show you again. Can we zoom in on this to show people what Hillary did? She claims she went around, and then it just comes right off like that. She does this whole fake like she's straining. In fact, let me copy Hillary Clinton real quick. Give me a wide shot. I'm making a Bernie Sanders sound. Going in a big circle. And then it comes off. They don't come off like that. They come off like pressure. Just open it.
What the hell is going on here? Seriously. There are people in the pickle industry who devote this much time and energy to talking about pickles. I feel like it's only a matter of time before the pickle jar gets subpoenaed. And if it does come to that, I asked our building security if they had any footage of the jar backstage before it wound up in the hands of Hillary Clinton. And we did find some, and this might shed some light on this situation.
Guillermo, you sleeping?
No.
Okay, I need to do me a favor. Very important, okay? Hillary Clinton is going to be here in a little while. Tonight on the show, I'm going to ask her to open this pickle jar to see if she's strong enough to be president. I need you to guard this. Make sure nobody loosens it. Make sure nobody taps it. None of that stuff, okay?
Okay, Jimmy.
It's very important.
Yes,
this
Jimmy.
Must not be tampered with in any way.
Okay,
I'm counting on you.
Okay, Jimmy.
The future of this country could depend on this jar.
Okay, Jimmy.
Thank you. Did you just eat a pickle out of that jar?
This is funny.
I love pickles.
Why, you little pickle monster.
I love pickles.
We're going to go to break and come back with the rest of it. I'm just being nostalgic because I know New Westerners are like, oh, yeah. And then they do the assassination. And I think he did a few shows on it. Does this have the Hillary's going to assassinate me, and here's a message from Hillary? Oh, he shoots the jar. Okay, we got it. Okay. I guess he did another show for my memory on it. Gosh, there's been so many. We ought to dig up a whole bunch of Colbert and them attacking me. Remember when he would do that character? I'm Alex Jones here. We're going to... We'll be right back. Stay with us. The great folks at Bigly, our main sponsor, they fund like 90% of the operation. They give away an amazing American-made vehicle, super truck, you name it, every month. And there's a crossover period at the end of each month where you have the old offer and the new offer for 1 week together, where when you buy any product at thealexjones.com, you get put in to win both. And in that last week, it's always, was 50X entries, 100 times. And most people that win do it during this period. I think basically everybody. And so you get the Ford Raptor Custom H1 Hummer. These are incredible. Plus $20,000 cash. You can win one or both. For each dollar spent, 100K entries in the sweepstakes. Also, flash offer today. These sales are totally insane. We're giving you $10 free just to check out. Automatic $10 comes off on anything at thealexjonesstore.com. It could be bovine colostrum, could be Shilajit, could be methylene blue, methylene red, could be anything. And that offer ends, that runs till Monday. That flash sale runs for 3 days. And then we have the five new modern but updated World War II trench daggers with the skull crushers all murdered out. Brass knuckles, 10-inch, double-edged, razor-sharp, stainless steel. And they made five designs. I only designed one with the Christ is King on one side and the Jerusalem cross on the other. I thought that was not... I said yesterday, I said, I don't think this is the best design. This is my design. These others are so amazing. Well, turns out that most of the sales for that is going to sell out today. So my design's the most popular. See, it's just, people ask what my marketing plan is. Whatever I think's cool, it's just weird. I didn't even say this is the cool one. Get it. The audience is just like me. Oh, we want that. It's like, that's what I like is what I promote. And you seem to like it too. So that's just how it works. So we just launched five new trench war daggers. I thought they would probably sell out in a few days. They are. They'll be sold out by Monday. You are the InfoWar. Molon Labe, Liberty or Death, Don't Tread on Me, and Christ is King with the Jerusalem cross. But I think that'll be gone. But these are limited edition. Well, they told me they had 1,000 of each knife. They have like 700 of each knife. So they will only produce 300 more of each because it is limited edition. So they're going to, it'll be sold out by Monday. Another 300 will come in of each, and then that's it. And then we'll have new designs. But these are all limited edition as well, laser etched. So you talk about bad. I personally like the Spartan one. With the Spartan phalanx and the Molon Labe, personally, I think that's the coolest art there. But again, my design, Jesus is King, is the best seller. Also, we have other sales going on. April 30th is your last chance to get original InfoWars t-shirts, products with the original logo, all that. That's a limited edition there. By a miracle, we might beat him and take it back, you know, in the near future, but this is probably your last chance. That's all a fundraiser. So thank you so much for your support. But I'm telling you, what you really want to get, the methylene blue and the Irish sea moss and the Shilajit and all that. I mean, it'll just change your life. The iodine's incredible. I mean, folks, we only sell stuff that works. Why would I sell something that doesn't work? The left always, he sells boner pills. What are you even talking about? I mean, yes, technically, if you take our ultimate life force, it's very similar to our nitric boost, but it has even more stuff in it. It's a spike protein detoxer. And yes, for men, it has the effect of some interesting things that, you know, when you wake up in the morning. But that's not the main function. It's for your cardiovascular system. But obviously, if the Johnson's doing good, that shows you the rest of you's doing good. The point is that everybody should take at least two rounds of this a year just for spike protein detox. But what it does for your cardiovascular system is insane. And this is not a bestseller. I'm just up here saying, this is what you want. Heard callers talking about it. So I'm like, wow, whoa, ooh.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, so I'm playing these clips just to give some context, plus it's pretty hilarious. Before I get serious about Trump and the fact that he wants to use federal power, which the Democrats are doing behind the scenes, to control messaging on dinosaur media. And it goes back to the repeal of the Smith-Mundt Act that allows domestic deception and propaganda. Now, they were always doing it with Operation Mockingbird, but it was still illegal. Obama made it legal. And so Trump never figured out how this was being used against him in his first administration. Now he knows. I don't think he should use the power secretly, but if he's going to do it, he should do it secretly. I'm not endorsing that. He publicly was like, no, you've got to do what the executive branch says. It's all Cold War era stuff. Not meant to be used domestically. And I'll take your licenses away if you let Jimmy Kimmel make jokes about me dying. Jimmy Kimmel didn't say kill Trump. There have been a bunch of other talk show hosts, people on The View, members of Congress. I mean, thousands of them have said he needs to die. Somebody needs to take him out. Where's John Wilkes Booth when you need him? They had the former head of assassination squads for the CIA, Mudd, on famously on CNN say the CIA is going to kill this guy. I saw Brennan on C-SPAN in 2018 saying he'll be gone within a month. And they're having this big former intelligence chief symposium, and they all look at him like he's the boss because he was the deep state boss then before the whole Obama-Hillary stay-behind network. And he goes, no, I'm not talking. And they go, are you talking about impeachment, sir? And he goes, no, I'm talking about the other thing. And they go, ooh. So he was talking about 86-45. And again, Comey. Oh, look at these seashells I found. 86-47. Clearly, he's saying get rid of him, throw him in the trash. I mean, throw it in the trash, throw it in the ocean, kill somebody, take it off the menu. But it's veiled. So you can get Comey for all the other stuff he did, the lying to Congress and the illegal leaking and his daughter and him hiding the real Epstein files in the New York Southern District. I mean, all it goes on and on and on. But no, Todd Blanche has indicted him for something that will fail. And I said that yesterday in the Usual Suspects. You're just a panicking. Todd Blanche is great. Okay, maybe he is. I don't think so, but the indictment of Fauci's top guy for gain-of-function lying is open and shut and is very strong. But now all the legal experts today weighed in and said they're very skeptical. This is going to go nowhere. Why would they think that this would stick? I mean, this is so thin, it's like air. Comey and Marin's indicted. Color Me Skeptical is a good article from Zero Hedge. So I just call it like I see it. I want this to be real. I want the deep state to be put in check and dealt with and dismantled. But if you want to talk about threatening somebody, they literally said, here's a message from Hillary Clinton, and then they shoot a gun. Here's a message to you. Now, you can say it's a joke. I don't think it's illegal. But it's way worse than his joke about Trump, about, you know, being so old, Melania will probably be a widow soon. And yeah, it adds the climate. I think it is a threat. It is a death threat. But it's not one that reaches anywhere near the level of law, and they know that. Just like the 86-47 by Comey. So people like want it to be real and they're mad at me as usual. Saw it trending all over. Jones, as usual, says this is going nowhere because he doesn't want the deep state to get in trouble. BS! Todd Blanche killed Ed Martin's task force investigation. Six investigations they were running. I've been asked not to tell you about four of them. Let's leave it at that. Oh, I'm going to stop there. but I think the bad guys know the investigations actually weren't killed, but I'll just stop. And at least Blanche said they killed him and then shot his mouth off about me being basically a kook. Killed the one about the FBI and CIA caught in court records and in federal records, funding the lawsuits and running the propaganda operations against me. An American citizen. I mean, that's hundreds of times more illegal than what McCarthy did. And what McCarthy did just came right up to the edge. And he was targeting real communists, it turned out. But, oh, he was so disgraced. These people do something at least 100 times more serious. And where's even the Republican Party caring? Where are the congressional hearings? It's amazing. Comey is expected to turn himself in the next few days. Oh, so there won't be a perp walk like with Trump? There won't be a mugshot? And whereas the mugshot boosted Trump at least 5 points, because people knew he was innocent, with Comey, we need to see the perp walk. And we have Comey's response to be indicted a second time. And again, the last one was designed to fall apart. Like I said, talked to lawyers. They said, this is designed to fall apart. This is, and then because Trump orders it, because they have the evidence, and then they file something that won't stick, like Lutnick writing the tariffs, and Gorsuch and them sent him a letter saying, you would have won the ruling, but it's written wrong and doesn't cite the right laws. So do it again. Well, Lutnick bet that it was going to fail and made billions with his sons. So I've learned their tricks, folks. I've learned how they operate. And you watch. This Comey thing is going to be thrown out. The FCC trying to take ABC's license is going to boost their ratings, and in the end, Trump will fail because what he's doing is unconstitutional. because the repeal of the Smith-Month Act does not repeal a bunch of other laws that say this is illegal. People are like, well, we need to fire them. We need to get them under control. They didn't have any viewers until Trump did this. We don't become the left a bunch of censors like they are. People are like, well, they did it to us. Let's do it to them. They tried to take us off the air illegal because we had big audiences, gigantic audiences. When Trump gets baited into this because he is a dinosaur, just, you know, media-wise, it hurts us. It hurts the movement. It makes our enemies look like they're outsiders. They are the establishment. They are the Gestapo. They are the censors. You don't become what you're trying to dismantle. Sorry, I got a bunch of clips. Let's just start getting into it. So here's the conclusion of just one of the Picklegate pieces they did. Pretty funny. But notice when Guillermo opens the can, obviously this wasn't shot in the past. It's a joke. It was shot after the fact. You hear the pop, even on the security camera footage. You hear the pop. Because he's really mic'd up. Everybody knows that. There's not a pop. My point was, it was fake. And later, a few weeks later, Hillary famously collapsed and was put in the ambulance, just like we told you, we were told by sources, happened all the time with seizures. But she was waiting to have the brain surgery for a tumor until after the campaign, because it was going to leave her in a bed for weeks. And remember, you didn't see Hillary for months after she lost, because she had brain surgery. But they kept it secret. Our sources are impeccable. The Secret Service. I say impeccable. Everything they ever told us was damn on target. And I guess Bongino got pissed that I had the big scoops and went, he's saying I said this. I didn't tell him that. I never talked to you after that, you lying sack of garbage. Man, what a liar. Sorry, I'm getting mad because he said a few weeks ago, if you didn't know, that one time when I had him on as a guest, I came on and said, let's lie to the listeners. I want you to tell lies. And he said, I didn't know what to do, so I went ahead and went on and did it. What? Hundreds and hundreds of guests, my crew, all went public without me even asking them and said that is absolute horse crap. I talked to a guest where they come on. It's like, hey, I got these topics. What are yours? Anything you want to hit? Hey, did you put a live link you're coming on? We need all the listeners we can get. That's what you hear from me. Not, hey, cartoon, like, I want to tell a lie. I want to tell lies to people. Will you lie with me? I mean, it's just like it's transparent, dude. It pisses me off. What is your problem? You're the liar. Sorry. And I have witnesses. It doesn't matter. I meant to do it a few weeks ago when he did that to get Joe Biggs on. Joe Biggs is the life of the party, or at least he used to be. He's very charming with the ladies, and guys love hanging out with him too. And every time we went on the road, we used to go on the road a lot, it was just like, go get Biggs up when we're getting up at 7 a.m. because he'd been out till 5 a.m. And, man, I went in this bar one night, and you know it was like 1 a.m., and I was like, come on, stop taking tequila shots. We got to get up early. And he was a Secret Service, all, have a drink. They're all drunk and everything. He hung out with them the whole time. And they were the ones who said, listen, she got a black ambulance. You put a crew on her. You got to follow her around. They got a whole medical tent each time. Every few days she goes into seizures or having big trouble. The reason she's so slow is they got to drug her up so she doesn't have the seizures. That's what you do. You give them tranquilizers. And we never caught it, but they did a few months later in New York when she fell down. Remember that? And then Bongino, again, why am I digressing into this? Just inserts himself and says, I hear Jones got that from me, and I never heard that. I never got that. He's lying. What? So, again, now Millie Weaver did get her in the ambulance backing into a tent in Ohio a few weeks later. She did collapse. We didn't get it on tape. So thanks to the Secret Service for that. And then we got even more information from the Secret Service. But I got it from Joe Biggs, and then later got contacted by more Secret Service, and they said, here's some more information. I'll just stop there. But digressing, I'm kind of just doing this nostalgia thing right now. I can't help it. Let's go back to the Jimmy Kimmel thing. Here it is.
Thank you.
Hear the pop?
Did you just eat a pickle out of that jar?
I love pickles.
Why, you little pickle monster.
I love pickles.
This is why Donald Trump wants to build a wall. But I don't want to make a joke out of this. The stakes obviously are very high, and clearly Alex Jones has put a great deal of thought into this subject. So, to Alex, if you are watching, and I know that you are always watching over us, I have something to say. Let's get in. Can you get in real close here and give me a line? You just had to keep digging, didn't you, Alex? The plan was so simple. All Hillary had to do was open a jar of pickles, and the White House would be all ours, mine and hers. We had it all worked out. This went all the way up to Vlasic. But you couldn't leave it alone, could you? With your twisting and your popping and your poking your nose where it shouldn't be poked. You blew the lid right off our pickle can. You just couldn't stop, could you? But it stops now, because I'm afraid this little game is over, Alex. Now that you had to go and open your big mouth, I have no choice but to kill these pickles. The juice of these pickles is on you, Alex Jones. We say, the New World Order sends its regards. That's right, it's true. We staged the pickle jar stunt. I guess I should also admit now that we staged the Donald Trump running for president stunt, too.
Jimmy Kimmel Live, weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central.
All right, so let's stop there. And then it turned out they did run a giant operation against me. And they doxed where I live and everything, tried to get me killed. Nice people. So see, they all make it a big joke. So that is a much more direct threat than the clip a few nights ago they made a big deal about. We've already played the clip. You've seen it. It's, oh, too bad she'll be a widow soon because she's so old. Yeah, veiled, but totally legal. Well, now she wants them shut down. Melania Trump is mad that ABC did not fire him. So now FCC challenges ABC broadcast licenses. Jimmy Kimmel mocks Trump again after FCC opens review of ABC TV licenses. Scott Jennings, we have a left-wing violence problem in America. He ties it to Kimmel. No, we have top Democrats saying, kill him, we want him dead, someone assassinate him. They could be arrested for that. But no, let's never indict anybody for something we can actually put him in prison for. Let's always go after something you know won't work. Unbelievable. So just last night, Kimmel, who's getting big ratings when he had none, literally, having wind blown into his sails, about Trump, and he makes a good point. Trump made a similar joke, but that's okay. Jimmy Kimmel can't. And again, I'm not trying to help Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel basically had no viewers. He's like a tree falling in the forest and nobody hears it fall, so it didn't make a sound. I guarantee you the neocons are going to run these clips out of context. See, there's Jones defending Kimmel. See, he's a Democrat. No, I'm not defending him. Just like closing the Strait of Hormuz will make us lose the election and lose the kicking the economy back on, and then the Great Reset happens, and then we're debt slaves to BlackRock. Sorry. All right, let's go to this latest thing from Kimmel.
President Trump and the First Lady are demanding ABC fire Jimmy Kimmel for repeatedly telling vile jokes about the president's death. Kimmel first joked about Melania Trump being a widow before Saturday's shooting at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. He repeated it while defending himself after the shooting, and he put his foot in his mouth again last night.
They were married for 63 years, and excuse me if you don't mind. That's a record we won't be able to match, darling. I'm sorry. It's just not going to work out that way.
Wait a minute. Did he just make a joke about his death? Only Donald Trump would demand I be fired for making a joke about his old age and then a day later go out and make a joke about his own old age.
Many of the Hollywood left have embraced that kind of dangerous talk. Charlie Sheen, Kathy Griffin, Madonna, Johnny Depp, and others have all joked about President Trump dying. And Carol Markowitz writes this on Fox News Digital. Only a handful of the left on the left act like adults after President Trump was targeted again. You know, Emily, at a certain point, it feels like this is a strategy for Kimmel in the wake of the Kirk comments, too. It's like
let's stop there. Yeah, it's a strategy. Say stuff that's legal And then Trump tries to take them off the air, and they know it'll fail, so then he gets the cake and gets to eat it too. Keep the cake, eat it too. Have my cake, eat it too. It's just, it's dumb. It's not 3D chess. It's dumb, 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 dumb. The average American doesn't care about Jimmy Kimmel. People making fun of him or playing his clips has big viewers, but not the show. People are not tuning in to that damn show. It's just unfathomable. But again, I'm not just harping on this for 30, 40 minutes for no reason. It ties into this general philosophy that Trump, they would tell him, sir, you're getting hundreds of millions of views when you do an X show, a billion listeners with Musk, you need to do more of that. Oh, do you really think Joe Rogan's big? You really think I should do that? I mean, it's starting to be kind of big. And Larry's like, oh, I learned that these podcasts are pretty big. Uh-huh. How about Joe Rogan, who consistently does have the biggest show in English speaking in the world, his average show, the main show, is watched 30 million times. And then large chunks are watched another 100 million. You can pull the numbers up. And then everybody else taking clips out of it, it's just, you can't even calculate it. But stuff he's got advertising on, 70, 80, 100 million people a day. Okay? Those are the numbers we were pushing when we were number one as well. We're still up in the top five, but I don't care about that. In fact, it's kind of good to not be number one because you're not the main target. But CNN's average show has 67,000 viewers. MSNBC's a little bit bigger, average about 150,000. Top show, a million. Fox, oh, the king, it's top show, 4 million on a good night. Wow. I can shoot today 5 videos after the show on interesting topics, and every one of them will get a million views, probably more. So I can shoot for 20 minutes, shoot 4 or 5 videos, and have more viewers than Fox's top show every night just on X alone. But that's not even counting our talk radio stations. Right? It's like insane. We got about podcasts and all compared. I don't know. Let's not exaggerate. 15 million people a day tune into the main show for large portions. Just on our platforms, another 15, 20 million. Everybody else grabbing clips, can't keep track of it. But we're reaching hundreds of millions of people every few days. When we were red hot during the election, a few months after, we were number one again. I didn't even want to make a big deal about it because the enemy, when they figure it out, comes after you. I mean, we were 400 million views a day on X. And let me tell you, unbelievable. We hit the zeitgeist. And because you just kept cascading and cascading and cascading. And then I got to sit there and watch Trump obsess and care about these dinosaur shows, which again shows he doesn't get it. Tucker Carlson's a failure. Used to have a big TV show. No one wants to talk to them. Nobody cares. I don't want to talk to them. It's why they're mad. Now he's a failure. Tucker Carlson's in the top 3 English-speaking shows in the world. Conservatively, 30, 40 million viewers a day. Way bigger than when he was on Fox. And way more impactful, getting way more done, way more hardcore. But again, I know the inside baseball, and this Trump has been this before. He would try to call Tucker every day. And Tucker wouldn't be mean about it, but like every time I'd be with him, he's like, oh, Trump's calling. Oh, God. You know how this goes. I'm going to be sitting there for 30 minutes listening to him. I'm trying to get him not to hit Iran. And he'd say, okay. And we'd be, you know, out doing something or having a dinner party. He'd be like, oh, I'm going to try to get this done quickly. He'd come out of his office. He's just like, oh, man. God, you know, he'll listen to me, and then tomorrow he won't remember it. Or he'll be on to the next thing. He's just like, that was 25 minutes of being talked at, and I had to get off. I had to tell him I had to go. So, I mean, he's literally constantly calling Tucker. Oh, Tucker's mad because I won't call him. Tucker's mad like we're in junior high, and it's the opposite. Tucker's just completely sick of it. Tucker doesn't want to run for president. Tucker hates D.C. He won't get anywhere near it. I know. I'm the same way. And then Alex is mad that I don't talk to him. Oh, really? You called and invited me to dinner last year. You were watching our nighttime JFK show because they flagged it for you because it had hundreds of millions of views when we broke the exclusive proof Democrat Party chairman recorded saying how they killed, under LBJ's orders, Kennedy. The smoking gun confirmed. Oh, fabulous, Alex. Oh, you lost so much weight. You look so good. Oh, come to dinner soon. Oh, yeah, set it up through Roger. And it's like, oh, you're begging to come up there. No, I'm not. It would take an hour to describe why, but oh, I mean, the Secret Service and everyone kissing his ass and the politicos and just all of it, that is not where I want to be. I want to be on a bay behind a Channel Island catching redfish with my children. I want to be on the beach or on a campfire eating a ribeye steak. I want to be hiking up to the top of a mountain and seeing a rainbow. I was out hiking yesterday morning, and I was off on a fire road, which is the big secret. It's like hundreds of miles of incredible hills and mountains and streams, and no one's there because it's all the fire department roads that no one knows about. You go to the other Greenbelt, just thousands of people. But they had maintenance guys down there from the city or the county with the water recharge zone meshing with underground pipes. And I'm walking down this dirt road, and I didn't get my camera and my phone out in time, and this county worker drives by, and he's about 50 feet in front of me, and I'm just looking at his blue Dodge driving, I don't know why, and all of a sudden, an 8-foot diamondback rattlesnake, or got to be 6-8 feet, the biggest rattlesnake I've ever seen. I'm like, am I hallucinating? This giant snake comes down, I guess it had gotten up in the vehicle, looking for mice or something. People don't know mice and rats get in these vehicles. I guess they've been parked out there, and they've been leaving them there, so I guess that's what happened. That's what I'm guessing. And the reason I know it was a rattlesnake, because it was only like 30, 40 feet away, is I saw that big rattle. And I was like, that's the biggest rattlesnake I've ever seen. And it, like, also the snake comes down. He's driving like 5 miles an hour. I'm like, is that a snake? Am I hallucinating? So it was a jacked up, off-road Dodge. And this big-ass snake falls out. And the other Mexican workers are, like, speaking in Spanish, yelling at him because there's other trucks up park where he's going. And they're saying snake in Spanish. And I'm trying to get my phone, but it shoots over into the wildflowers off the road, and the Mexican, well, he actually had like a Texas flag on his car, but I tried to talk to him. He said, oh, yeah, snake, and like didn't speak English well. But he jams it in reverse and tries to run over the rattlesnake. So I was like, good job. But that's like, man, rattlesnakes falling out of the bottom of trucks? That's where I'm at, baby. Okay. We're talking, I love it. And oh my God, the places I go, in fact, I got some video of it, are like 5 foot tall, wildflowers, because the city doesn't cut those places. They let them get up to like a half foot tall, and they cut them off the highways for no reason. The wildflowers actually grow until the fall. Oh, these are magic places. I actually shot some video yesterday. I'll post it. I didn't get the rattlesnake, but I just digressed. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Coming up in just the next month or so, it looks like this is finally it. They're finally going to be able to shut down InfoWars, but they won't shut you down as InfoWarriors. And that term and that name lives forever. The InfoWar lives forever. In the potential twilight of InfoWars itself as InfoWars.com, we've launched a limited edition line of the InfoWars 1776 limited edition line. A whole bunch of new shirts, a whole bunch of new hats that are limited edition, that take a lot of the classic InfoWars shirts, this is the all-time bestseller, navy blue with red InfoWars on it, and adding on the shoulder, 1776. These are historic shirts, and they're symbols of your support and your being part of this operation and helping the operation grow and expand into the future. This is personally one of my favorite shirts in the new line. Now here's the classic InfoWars logo on a white shirt. Never done black on white. Seems like we should have. Looks great. Got the 1776 on the shoulder. You are literally funding and supporting and wearing your uniform in the fight to defeat the globalists. InfoWars is 28 years old. America is 250. And look at the back of this clean shirt. USA 250, 1776 forever. Semi-quintennial, that means 250, baby. America's birthday with badass hats as well. And then, of course, we've got the new limited edition, America at 250 years old. And the back of these shirts are amazing Americana. And I designed this, the Betsy Ross flag with 250 on it. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. I'm back because I forgot one point that I want to be very clear about. This is a fundraiser. We need funds to continue on and the new operation. It's urgent. These are historic shirts. taking the InfoWar this far, please take action now. For those of you who have been on the fence over body thing, DollarSoulStore.com, but have shared links and things, I appreciate you. But come on, folks, we're the tip of the spear. We need you. We need your support. You're the tip of the spear. Thank you so much.